Hello, do you like New Japan Pro Wrestling? Are you a Shin Nihon freak? If so, check out the Super J-Cast with Joel and Damon on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
And even if you fucking hate New Japan Pro Wrestling, listen to the Super J-Cast anyway. Not just for our great show reviews, analysis, and pastrami sandwiches, but there's also usually some dick jokes somewhere in the obligatory opening 30 minutes of absolute nonsense we chat about every single week. That's the Super J-Cast for all the best talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, crisps, and pornography.
Hey guys, this is Rich, obviously co-host of the Flagship Podcast here on the Voice Wrestling Podcast Network. We'll get right back to the flagship. Before we do that, though, I do want to let you know that this particular episode of the Flagship Podcast is sponsored by our friends, XBet. If you are passionate about sports and looking for a thrill, you need to check out the freshly redesigned XBet. They're calling it the last sports book you'll ever join. I've been playing on XBet, and they really do have it all, whether it's odds on basketball, combat sports, or even betting on the next Bitcoin dip. And the best part is, when you win, you get paid quick. But it's not just about placing bets. No. XBet is a whole experience. They support athletes and sports shows like ours, and they give back to the community with tons of free bets and cash prize contests. Did I mention they also have a casino now? Yes, you can spin the slots, play some roulette, or try your luck at the live tables, all from a mobile platform that lets you enjoy the fun on the go. Whether you're super into sports betting or just curious about trying it out, you need a site that makes it fun and easy, and that's why you've got to check out XBet. Sign up today using promo code VOW and get a generous bonus of up to $1,000 on your first deposit. Again, that's promo code VOW at XBet, X as in, DMX bet, and use that promo code VOW for a free cash bonus to kickstart your betting journey. There's great UFC cards on the horizon, baseball season's in full swing, football's just about to come. There's never been a better time to play. Again, go to XBet, use that promo code VOW, get a generous bonus of up to $1,000 off your first deposit, promo code VOW. Sign up today at xbet.ag. Make your next bet XBet. And now, back to the flagship.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com. And now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
As far as the pay-per-view on Fight, that was an utter disaster. If you haven't heard, there was a pre-show, a free one-hour pre-show. Somebody forgot to slap a button at the end of the pre-show, and the entire pay-per-view aired for free. I mean, AAA is just a comedy of errors and foibles and screw-ups and just pure comedy that if you describe this to someone, they wouldn't believe half of this shit. So somebody forgot to slap a button or flip a switch, and the entire show aired for free. And if you paid the $25 to watch Triple Mania Mexico City, you were beat. Everyone else got to watch for free, and you paid $25 for a free feed. I did see, in catching up with the Lucha blog today, that Cubs fan asked for a refund on that basis and was denied. So there you go. If you paid $25, joke's on you. Now, to be fair, and this doesn't really apply to Cubs, he's got to cover this stuff. He's got to make sure he can see it, right? But to be fair, you've been warned not to pay for these things, because then, like a couple days later, or a week later, or 2 weeks later, or whatever it is, not, you know, shortly thereafter, they've been putting them up for free on their YouTube anyway. Sometimes in the form of a quote-unquote highlight video that's like 2.5 hours long, 3 hours long, where you're getting most of the show anyway. And sometimes, or just the whole show. On top of the fact that the Triple Manias have all been atrocious this year and have really been atrocious, ranged from bad to atrocious for the last few years now. I haven't seen the show yet. We'll, you know, I'll see it in time for the flagship, and that's definitely going to be a flagship topic. The Triple Mania Mexico City. But, you know, just unbelievable again. And it just, you know, it hurts. Yeah, people, anyone who asks for a refund, they'd probably best serve just to give it, whether that's a Fight decision or a AAA decision, I don't know. Because here's what you're doing. These are people who, first of all, these are people willing to pay for AAA. Okay? And that's a miracle in and of itself, that there's people still willing to pay for these AAA shows. So what you're doing by someone saying, hey man, I paid for this, everyone else saw it for free, how about you give me my money back? By saying no, okay, you're almost ensuring that those people, the few remaining people who are willing to pay for AAA, are not going to pay for it next time, because they feel like you screwed them last time. And they're going to roll the dice that someone's going to forget to flip a switch, and they're just going to watch for free. Or they're going to wait for it to come up on YouTube. Or they're going to look for it on the high seas. Because you told them to kick rocks last time. Okay? As someone who, you know, worked, you know, parallel to customer service for many, many years in the restaurant business. Okay? I used to tell, I'll relate this to the pizza business when I was an above store suit, and I would be in charge of the various, I would be the boss of the various restaurant managers. And all these complaints, whether they were from Yelp or through the customer service number, all this shit, they would all get funneled to me. So I'd wake up every morning, open up the laptop, and read a bunch of dopey complaints from a bunch of dopey customers. And some of them were valid, and some of them were, you know how people are. People can be assholes. But at any rate, I would just then be my job to funnel these off to the restaurant managers. and make sure that these complaints got resolved appropriately or whatnot. And, you know, restaurant managers always want to fight every complaint. Oh, I remember that asshole and he's a fucking, you know, or whatever the case may be, you know. Again, some are valid. Most of them are people just being people. And my answer would always be, why fight? Why stress? It's a pizza. Call the person and offer them a free pizza. But, you know, just for the ease of it and to get them off of our back. It's just a pizza. It's more important to them than it is to us. Just give them the fucking pizza. Okay? You're going to make them happy. And maybe they'll come back and maybe they won't. But there's more of a chance they're going to come back and spend money again if you just give them the fucking pizza. And by you calling them up and acknowledging their complaint, whether you feel like it was a valid complaint or not, and offering them a free pizza and putting it in your little computer for the next time they call or they order online, or the free pizza's going to, they're going to feel like they're seen and they're validated and they're recognized. And there's a more than decent chance that they're going to come back and spend money with us again. And maybe we'll never screw it up in their eyes again. And we've got a customer for life and all of those things. But more even than that, than chasing the dollar, is just make them happy and shut them up. In store, when I was an in-store restaurant manager, didn't matter whether it was at... when I worked at a 5-star steakhouse or, you know, when I was cutting my teeth, you know, working at Red Lobster or, you know, Pizza Hut or whatever the case may be in my early days as, you know, running restaurants. Okay. Someone asked to speak to the manager. You just nod. You pretend they're listening to them. You don't even really listen. And you just say, all right, how can I make it right? Would you like me to pay for your meal today? And it's over. You wash your hands of it. If you fight every battle, you're fighting every battle. You're going to drive yourself crazy. You're going to piss people off. And why? My goal was just to go home and watch the fucking Reds game. Stress-free. How does this relate back to fight and AAA? If someone's annoyed because they paid $25 to watch this terrible show that everybody else watched for free, just give them back their $25. What are we doing here? Just make them happy. It's not like they're wrong. When Patreon screws up, I just give you back your $10. It's not your fault. Even if it's not my fault, it's not your fault. You're the one paying. Something screwed up. Someone screwed up. You should get your money back. So whether I pay it out of my own pocket or, you know, use the dopey refund system, you're getting your money. You just make people happy. You're going to annoy people over $25. I'm not going to annoy you guys over $10. I'm going to let you have your $10 back because you didn't get what you paid for. Why are you going to annoy people for over $25 when that might mean they don't spend $100 next year on your pay-per-views because you annoyed them over the first... It's penny smart, dollar dumb. And by the way, it's just not doing the right thing. Just give them their money back. Oh, but then they might get out there that we're giving refunds. So what? Handle it properly next time and flip the fucking switch. And if fight's annoyed, they should take it up with AAA or whoever's fault. If it's fight's fault, they have no argument. Okay? If it's AAA's fault, take it up with them. You know whose fault it isn't? The people who paid $25 for it. It's not. That's whose fault it isn't. That I know for sure. They paid for something and everybody else watched it for free. And if they're that bothered by it that they want their money back, give it to them. What are we doing here? It's a literal and figurative clown show when it comes to AAA, because there's clowns all over the show and there's clowns running the thing.
Hey kids, do you like wrestling? Well, we like wrestling too. We are Shake Them Ropes here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Myself and Chris Novembrino kind of doing a lazy river of wrestling criticism, going through the news and whatever happened in stateside television wrestling. And also, you know what? Sometimes we just like to watch old stuff and talk about that too. Love for you to give us a listen if you haven't already. We are Shake Them Ropes here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.